time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and we're back once again. We'll be here to noon, and then at 12:15, we come back on, and Scott and myself will entertain you or try until 1 o'clock today. So that's what we've been doing now for a long, long time. Marge Hazlett used to be with us, and Marge, you know, she's not, well, Marge is my age, but I get around just a little bit better than Marge. But, yeah, we hope she's listening. Okay, now, next question. Of course, I already mentioned this. I got a carton of soda pop for Thanksgiving, yes, for Christmas. It's the orange pop, but it's an older brand, and the brand name has something to do with a weather event. No, it's not called Old Blizzard orange drink, but it has to do, its name has to do with the weather. So what is the name of that orange pop? And you can still buy it. It's not everywhere. It's kind of in specialty shops. What's its name? Yeah, and the name is imprinted right on the bottle. And so I suppose if you save the bottles, they might be worth something. They might be worth 5 or 10 cents a bottle. I don't know. Okay, but what's the name of that orange drink that is named after a weather event? You think about that. 740-333-9944. The time right now is 11:16, and all is well, hopefully. When I came in here today, not many people were going to the heart failure clinic, holiday weekend, I suppose. And let's see, what else is going on? I think if you want to see something interesting, go downtown and park your car somewhere and stand over by the courthouse and watch them ripping up that building, the old cigar store. Yeah, it's fascinating. You wonder what they're going to do next in preparing it. Now, the state of Ohio, I don't know what department it is that has to do with new construction, especially where people gather. There are special means that you've got to follow where people gather. And they're tearing out the old cigar store right now as I speak and exposing the south wall. And I wonder how much space they're going to have there. But I would sure love to hear from them. I didn't hear directly from him, but Steve Batcher's son has a lot to do with the Center Street Health Clinic, and I know he had referred to something I had said about that building, and I'd love to hear his comments. How are they coming along, and when do they expect to be done? And right now, they're dispensing food out of that recreation building behind City Hall. That recreation building being the old Harding High School. Okay, now, the question is, name that pop, the orange pop, and it's not one you're going to see quite readily. You'll find it mostly in novelty places because it is a thing of the past, kind of. But it's named after a weather event. Now you think, in your lifetime, what all have you seen in the way of a weather event that has given a name to the soda pop? It's not Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper has to do with a medical term. Then there's Pepsi Cola. What would you say Pepsi is a part of? Then there's Coca-Cola, which some say used to contain cocaine. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the only one I can think on that is a Sunkist.
Now, that sounds reasonable, but that's not the one.
That's not the one.
No.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, have a happy New Year, Charlie.
You too, Randy. Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, yep. Bye. Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, now that Sunkist, that makes sense, doesn't it? Now, this has something to do with the lack of sun, or with more with temperature. Okay, yes, caller. Oops, lost that one. This has to do with something that is related to clear skies. What would it be? 7403399944 is our number to call. Orange pop. And I think in the past years, you've probably had a bottle of this particular brand. Anyhow. Okay. So I have a carton of it. I've only consumed one bottle of it so far. And this is the first year I've never received Moxie Soda Pop. It's sold by Cracker Barrel down at Sunbury, or, you know, at the intersection of 36 and 37, and that intersects with State Route 71. It's the Cracker Barrel down there, and they always have a supply of Moxie. And, and as I told some of you, if you were listening a while back, there used to be downtown Marion a sign on the side of a building, the building is gone, that said Moxie, and I've got a picture of it. Now, that would have been back in the 20s, at least, or before. And so President Harding might have had his Moxie, too, because that was his era. And I just wonder, you know, when Harding died, old Silent Cal took over. And I've repeated this many times. Silent Cal said, I've got to have my Moxie before I'm sworn in. Okay. So, Moxie, M-O-X-I-E. And it's different. Absolutely different than anything you've ever had that you would call soda pop. It even has a little bit of the gentian root in it. Not very much. The gentian roots are worth their weight in gold, believe me. Okay, so what was my question? Yeah, what's the name of that orange pop that has something to do with a cold, clear morning in Marion? All right, let's see. Now, I'll go to a different subject. How about the names of cars, not just the basic name, but the name of the different divisions? I would like to know what car was subtitled Roadmaster. What brand of car was called Roadmaster? Now, that was a more expensive one. The least expensive was the Century model. Now, what brand was that? The Century or Roadmaster? What were they? What brand of cars? Has it been that long? At one point, almost everybody at the radio station had one of these cars. I don't know if it was saluting one of our big sponsors or not, but that was the case. This company was one of our big automobile sponsors long before some of the others were. But okay, so again, what car had the subtitle Roadmaster, or that was the expensive one, and then the cheap one was Century? Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
It was Roadmaster.
Yeah, it was Roadmaster. Yeah, but what car was that?
Buick.
Okay, yes, indeed. Okay, what kind of a prize would you like today?
I'll take the Little Caesars.
Okay, well, let's see. I just gave them. Just a second. Let me see if I got another one here. I think I gave away. All I've got left. Oh, my goodness. I've got coffee cups and zoo tickets.
I'll take a coffee cup.
Okay, good enough. All right, you got it. They're aluminum jegs. Yeah, okay, you got it. And we're going to be here till about, 1 o'clock today.
He'll probably come up next week and get them. Is
okay,
that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, oh, the name.
Phyllis Shirk.
Oh, Phyllis Shirk. Are you any relation? You're often asked that, probably.
Yeah, you asked me that before. No.
Okay.
Very, very, very distant.
Okay.
I'm the one that made the peanut butter fudge for you guys.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, my land. My
and
wife
we
loves...
We ended up making 80 pounds, and we're going to make another batch next week.
Oh, boy. Do you ever have any... No, the peanut butter fudge that is sold at the auction on Channel 39 in Marion is made by Dave Aiken's sister, I think, or his sister-in-law. Okay.
No, I've never had that.
Oh, okay. Let me put down here, you won a coffee cup.
Okay, he'll be up next week to pick him up. We both have got that virus that's going around. We're not going out today.
Oh, I don't blame you. Yeah, isn't there, that virus is really going around. I wonder if it's the flu or just...
No, I don't think so. It's just in your chest and your sore throat and head.
Oh, boy. Well, I had my flu shot. I hope that helps.
So did I.
Yeah, oh, but you... Oh, my... Okay.
Okay, Charlie. Thanks
a lot. Thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, she had her flu shot, but that doesn't help this other thing. Okay, let me put her down here. Phyllis Shirk and 1227. Coffee cup. Okay, let me see. So I'm giving away both coffee cups this morning. Well, that's something. How about that? And I'm giving away... my one and only ticket to the $5 the $5 Caesar's pizza. I still have a oodle. Yes, an oodle. How many is an oodle? Do you know? People say, "Oh man, I've got oodles of this." How much would you say an oodle is? Now, there's a good question. I have no idea. What quantity is an oodle? And I want to mention once again, Dave Aiken, whom most of us know. You know, Dave runs Channel 39. Dave and his son, who's also quite an accomplished electronics guy. And Dave has been analyzed with liver cancer, and he's coming home. He was analyzed in Columbus, and he's coming home. I don't know for how long. Let's hope a long time. Yeah, but Dave has liver cancer. Well, of course, Dave is a friend of everybody. My goodness. Yeah. But I thought that Dave would have diabetes. You know, he said he's had diabetes, I think, but this is liver cancer. It's on the internet, so I'm not telling anything out of in the ordinary. It's on Facebook if you want to look it up yourself. Okay. Yeah, Dave needs some help. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, I'd like to see him when he comes back. Son of a gun. Man, so there won't be any lights, camera, shop tonight. And I don't know about Sunday if he'll be able to preach or not. But that's going to be interesting, isn't it? Will he be well enough to preach on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock on Channel 39? But he can't be on Lights, Camera, Shop tonight. So they've canceled that for tonight. Okay, you don't know what Lights, Camera, Shop is? Well, sometime on a Friday night, turn... I don't know if you can get it on your cable set or not, Channel 39. But 39.1 has Lights, Camera, Shop, where they sell all kinds of things to make some money to operate the TV stations. There's four of them they operate. Okay, now, going back... Okay, so we got the Century. Roadmaster is a Buick. Now, tell me what a Century is. What car is subtitled Century? Boy, we're almost at 11:30. If I don't speak much here, we're going to break in just a few seconds. So stay tuned. We'll have a half hour of this left in today. And then at 12:15, Scott and I will be on, and we don't know what we'll talk about. It might be interesting. So,
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do, too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I was thinking in my mind, you know, Dave Aiken, he's always busy at something. And whenever I talk to him, he said, "Evers, I got something here you might be interested in." Dave never slows down. But as I mentioned before, he does have liver cancer. And he'll be coming home for a while at least. And we wish him good luck. Okay, now, I asked, what brand of car is a Century, or was a Century? Maybe it still is. And then there's an O. This is the hard one. Tell me what brand of car was a Terraplane. A Terraplane. Yeah. It's funny. Terra means earth. And you know what plane means? It means a grounded plane. Terraplane. What brand of car was a Terraplane? Now, I need some of you old timers to answer that one. Yeah, the younger generation would have no idea what a Terraplane is. Oh my goodness. 11:31's the time. And how are you doing today? Did you get just what you wanted for Christmas? I'm sure you did. Yeah, a lot of you got candy for Christmas, and I got a little bit of candy. I like licorice, and that reminds me. I've got a fruitcake from the Kaufman family. Now, they're farmers on Kaufman Road. Rich Kaufman and his wife sent from Texas a fruitcake for me. And I haven't opened it because it said refrigerate after opening. And so I've got to be home and open it up and eat some of it. Okay, let's see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
essentially, it was also made by Buick.
It was, yes.
Yes.
What about the Terraplane?
The Terraplane, I heard of them years ago. My dad talked about them, but I can't tell you who made it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, thanks anyhow.
Yep.
Okay. All right, yeah, Century, Buick Century. Okay, boy, there have been so many different titles of cars. Oh, my goodness. You'd never be able to keep track. But there was a Terraplane. That's an unusual name. It reminds me of an interesting car, and I've talked about it extensively here before. It was called the Chrysler Airflow. Ooh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, was the Terraplane a Hudson?
Yes, it was a Hudson. Yeah. The Hudson Terraplane.
Yep, and the Buick, they had four models, and the Spatial was the cheapest. It was Spatial,
okay.
Century, Super, and Roadmaster.
And I don't suppose it had any portholes in the fender.
No.
Yeah, but the Roadmaster... Well,
they had three, you know, the Roadmaster was the only one that had four.
Yes, right.
That had four
right.
portholes.
Yeah.
Yep. The Spatial had three, and I think the Century and the Super, maybe the Super may have had four, but I think it had three. But the Century was really the light body with the big engine. So
yeah.
All the kids liked the Century. It was the fastest
right.
one of all of them.
You know, at the radio station at MRN, I think half the people there had 1954 Buicks.
Oh, yeah.
And the boss, Bob Mason, had a yellow Buick convertible.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, wow.
The 54s was a nice looking car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And one of the engineers bought a yellow convertible, and he wasn't...
He shouldn't have done that.
No, he wasn't well received.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Trying to stand up the boss.
Hey,
huh?
By the way, have you ever listened to Channel 39?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame about Dave.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he survives. Boy, oh boy,
yeah.
Because he's the guy.
Yeah. Well, they can remove
parts
of your liver.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need a whole liver, so maybe they caught it soon enough that they can get it before it spreads.
Yeah. On the other hand, there's nothing like a high liver.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, okay.
Well, he's got, you know, his, you say his mom is still
Yes, his mother's 87, yeah.
Yeah, should
or
have
97.
Should have some good genes there anyway.
I would think so, yeah.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, yeah. We're talking about Dave Aiken. Wow, okay. And let me see what else we can bring up here. The Hudson Terraplane, yes. There was another model of Hudson. Hudson was a fast car, believe me. Woohoo! There was, and I can't remember if, I don't think it was the Terraplane. Was there another title for a Hudson, or the real fast one? Oh, man. And I rode in one once. I couldn't believe we were sailing down the road like that. Now, nowadays, it'd be nothing at all. And then I worked with, one of the fellows I worked with was a German. He was brought over by his uncle, Ludwig Nessel. Ludwig was a horse person in Bucyrus. And Klaus Hermann was his nephew, I think. And he brought him over from Germany, and we worked together, Klaus and myself. And, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie is probably thinking of the Hudson Hornet.
The Hudson, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh.
My uncle
had
one of those, and they were fast.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
The Hudson Hornet, oh, I guess so. My goodness. Yeah. But Klaus, now get this, Klaus could not speak German or English when he came over, so I worked with him in an automotive parts store, and that was a riot, him not speaking English, and not knowing exactly one part from another, but we got along, we helped each other out, and he got me to speak German. And we would go out at night, and we knew a couple of German families in Bucyrus, and we could, you know, go out with them and carry on a decent conversation. Boy, I've lost all the German. I now, ironically, I have one grandson that is fluent in German. And recently, remember the lady that died, Mrs. Haas? I got two German books from her. One was written by, what's his name, that put the, that converted to Lutheranism. Well, you know who I'm talking about. And my cousin, my nephew can read all these books. They're a little high-class German, but he can read them. And one is thicker than a Bible, or as thick as a Bible. And it said, it's part five of a series of five. I can't imagine anyone sitting down and reading five books of that size. But anyhow, Klaus eventually learned English. And he told me, he said, "Evers, I'm starting to think in German." And I thought, well, that's good. And about that time, he said, he had something happen. He said, "God damn it." That was his broken English. "God damn it." Oh, my. Yeah, those were the days. I think he has passed away by now. I think he was in a school system later on in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. I got to check that out. Klaus Hermann. And we, together, Klaus and I, visited German families when they were brought over by Lutheran churches and right after the war. 11:40 is the time. Well, how are you doing? 11:40 already? Yeah, it is. So we've got about 20 minutes left in this program. Anybody get anything unusual for Christmas? Anybody get an erector set for Christmas? How many of you, the guys in your family, got an electric train? Wow. I like those new electric trains that you need only two tracks instead of the third track to pick up the electric. But the third rail doesn't look as authentic, you know, as that little, but yet that little train that runs on just two tracks is so small, so tiny. I like those larger ones. I can remember back in the 30s, we as a family knew the Bennett family in Bucyrus. They were farmers. And we went to their house one time, and they said, "Hey, boy, let me show you upstairs my son's trains." And I about fell over. The attic was full of these larger trains, remember? What scale did they call that? The larger, not the three-rail type, but the larger than that. And there they were. And, oh, I started foaming at the mouth. Oh, wow. Well, I liked those trains so well. They didn't give me one, but you know what they gave me? A 1936 John Deere tractor, a cast iron tractor. I still have it, by the way. I played with that tractor all through the war years whenever I could, and I still have it. And the interesting thing, though, and I need a John Deere person to confirm it, someone told me that John Deere tractors were originally red, and that's what this tractor is. It's red, and it's from the mid-1930s, because I was just a wee tot when they took me to the house with all those trains and that John Deere tractor. But it's in red. So maybe if they really were in red at one time, this must be an early one. Because you can see, too, part of the inside of the wheels were yellow. Some area. 11:43 is the time, and how are you all doing today? Did any of you ever get anything for Christmas this year that you'd like to mention? Do kids get chemistry sets anymore? I doubt it. Too dangerous. Yeah, chemistry sets. They probably would be illegal to sell nowadays with all the problems we have with drugs. Oh, my goodness. So, and Tinker Toys. I doubt if any young man got a Tinker Toy for Christmas. Oh, my. Remember, merry-go-round. You could buy a merry-go-round back in the 30s made out of tin. 11:44 is the time. And I've got everything answered. No, I didn't get the orange soda pop that has a name of an event in weather. This soda pop is really good. It's from some years ago, and I think you can buy it maybe in a specialty store. But it has embossed right in the glass its name. And its name comes from some event that we all know happens in weather. Now, what event would that be, and how does it relate to this bottle of soda pop? But like our one listener said, well, what was it, Suncrest or whatever, they have orange pop, and there's a lot of different ones. But this one would take you back a few years. Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We've got a little bit less than 15 minutes in the program. And don't forget, at 12:15, we come back on for 45 minutes, Scott and I. And we never know what we're going to talk about. It could be interesting. Okay. Oh, boy. The whole Hudson car. My German friend actually bought, it wasn't the fast one, but it was next to the fast one, a Mercury. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Your orange pop, it's... I can't think of the whole name. It's something high, isn't it?
Well, there was a Delhi or a Nehi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that one.
Okay.
It was earlier than that, I think.
Yeah.
But, it has to do with an event that you've seen some mornings in weather.
Alrighty.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
Yeah, boy. You might Google orange soda pop and see what you come up with. I don't know if you'd come up with that or not, but I've got 4 bottles of it left, and it's good. Oh, boy. And I've got some Stella Artois. You know what that is? Stella Artois. Now, it's the Artois, and now here, let me tell you a story. I went out once to eat. Oh, well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, was that orange soda you're looking for a Frosty?
Yes, it's Frosty, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they made a root beer, too.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you like a prize today?
I already called in and got one.
Okay, all right. Frosty.
I'm good on the prizes.
Okay, good enough. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Yes, it's Frosty. The orange soda pop, Frosty. Okay. And like he said, they also made root beer. Okay, Frosty, a weather event. Frost, yeah, you get that? Okay. Oh, let me see. What was I talking about? Oh, okay, I got Frosty. That ends all my questions. Good heavens. I went through all of them today. Dale Carnegie. I talked about the hillside tram that goes up and down the riverbanks in Pittsburgh in a weird angle. But it has to, you know, it has to be level as it goes up and down. But to look at it, it looks like it's tipped over. And, yeah. Okay. And let's see, what else? Three River Stadium is there. And whenever I see a picture of Pittsburgh, I think back of my 3 days I spent there selling the city of Marion. And I don't know if I ever got it sold or not, but I got a lot of interest in it. And you see, when you do trade shows with a convention and visitors bureau, I often, I had a thing that I flipped over showing pictures of various museums in Marion and the Palace Theater, of course. And I would show this to tour operators. And what really got to me at one point, I'm talking like I usually do, and I look at the person I'm talking to, and their head was turned in another direction. They weren't even listening. And I found that happened more than once. So I kept thinking, what can I do to attract the attention? Well, let me tell you, I didn't attract the attention of a bus operator, but I was in Portland, Oregon, and Portland always, well, and all the other cities, try to do their very best because they're trying to sell themselves too. And so I approached the floor where they were going to have the banquet for all of us, and outside that banquet were all these gold statues. And and I couldn't believe it. These gold statues. But I got to thinking, could they not be something else? Could they be live? But so here's what I did. The people from, was it Carolina or West Virginia, used to have a flashing light they put on their suit coat or whatever. And I thought, I ought to try that. So I had a flashing light inside my suit coat. And so I walked up to one of these statues, and I flung open my suit coat, and this light flashes in their face, and I found out they were not statues. They were live people. And this one person representing somebody from the ancient times turned around to me and pointed an arrow at me and pulled the string back. Like they were going to shoot me because I had broken their silence. You see, when you hire out to be a statue for one of these occasions, you know, like the mime, the M-I-M-E, their white faces are white and they can stand still. Well, these weren't white. These were gold. And when I showed her my flashing light, I'll never forget. And I've got pictures of it. She turned around to me and pulled back on that arrow, and I thought, oh, I've had it. And then inside, I remember the old radio show that had a dog. It took place in Canada. And what was the name of it? What was the name of that show? The Royal Mountie. It featured a Royal Mountie. Well, inside that hallway, I looked up, and there is a royal mountie. It wasn't mounted. It wasn't on a horse. But stood there in all the regalia of a Western, or the a mounted, oh, boy. But the thing is, it was a lady. It was a lady, Royal Mounted policeman. And so I said, I can't resist this. And I didn't flash my button, but I walked up and I said, ma'am, I would appreciate it if I could have my picture taken with you. And I've got that picture. I have to show it to you sometime when we get television here. 11:53 is the time. I've had a lot of different ventures. And I remember one time it was in Portland, Oregon. And when I arrived there by plane, I met a girl from Mansfield who also had a position like I did with the Mansfield Bureau. And so I said, hey, let's go eat. And we went to this restaurant, which was located in the river. There's a walkway leading out to the Willamette River. And I said, you know, I've never had this stuff called calamari, but that name sounds intriguing. So I ordered a calamari. I didn't know it was squid, but I ate it. But it was kind of tough. Squid is not very tender. Maybe it is if you cook it right. But I've also had ill-cooked lobster in a restaurant within 40 miles of here. That was tougher than nails. But calamari. Now, octopus. Have you ever eaten an octopus? Well, those tentacles, those arms. How many arms are there? 8 of them? Yeah, that's why they're called octopus. And those tentacles have little suction cups on them. And, and when you're eating octopus, your tongue slides over those little holes. And it's kind of squeamish, but yet, here's what I found. Octopus is tender. Maybe it's just the way they cooked it, but it was tender. But I also ate in another place. Where was I? In some other city. Oh, I was in Panama City, Florida. Or not Florida, but Panama City, Panama. And naturally, everything was in Spanish, so I didn't know what to order. I thought, well, I ordered this a dish called, what was it? It comes in a big dish, and it has rice, octopus, calamari, fish, you name it. It's got it in there. It's called, what is it? It's spelled differently, and it's pronounced. Can you name, and now since I ate that, I've seen special dishes or plates you can buy to put this on, because it takes a large plate. Now, what's the name of this? How many of you know what I'm talking about? That's because I don't know. Well, yes, I do. But that's what I had. I've always, when I've traveled around, eating has been a big adventure with me. Not just ordinary food, but and I conducted two cruises with Marion people aboard, and we had a great time together. And one night on the ship, I ordered Norwegian eel, thinking, well, here's another case where I can have something different. I'll never order Norwegian eel again. It wasn't so much the name of it. It didn't taste good. I thought the eel would taste at least different, but it had a strange taste to it. Oh, my goodness. And then on a ship, and I don't know if they all do it, if you've ever been on a cruise, what's the last thing they do? Well, the waiters come marching out into the eating area, into the dining area, with cakes that are lighted. And what are they called? What's the name of that cake that you light it? Alaskan something or other? Yeah, that was really good, yeah. So, adventures in cooking or adventures in eating can be really tremendous, and especially if you do not go for the standard old thing, you know. If you want to branch out and taste things that you've never eaten before, it's a lot of fun. Now, you won't find those things in smaller restaurants, but only in larger ones. Now, it won't be long. There'll be a new restaurant opening in Marion, Panda Express. And now there has been a Chinese restaurant straight across the road from there. And we have more Chinese in Marion. And now somebody told me that China Walk has been closed for weeks, but I keep seeing cars there. Is that true? I wonder. I'd heard one time it was closed. Then I drove by and I saw these cars. So I don't know. Okay, so I'm just about the end of my speaking in this part. If you've got anything interesting, call us at 12:15 today. I enjoy more talking to people than I do. You know, I like to find out things that I can put back in my memory. 11:59 right now is the time. We've just about exhausted our morning time here. So we had Carnegie Museum. We had Yellowknife in the Northwest Territory. We had Frosty, the orange soda pop. Master Mix Feed at Central Soya. And we had, I never told you, did I? The oil went to Blue Bonnet Margarine in Columbus. They use it to make Blue Bonnet Margarine.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interests and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And, I've actually been thinking about it because other people are asking questions and talking about it. And, of course, Trump supporters are very angry that I even brought up the racism question. But, you know, I didn't get to finish. Again, it was I really wanted to give him the opportunity to address all critics. But I think I'm surprised that his people haven't prepared him more for questions like that when these issues are at the forefront of the election.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Check us out on any